So we're watching a video of an interrogation. We're looking at the suspect, a middle-aged Asian man. He's sitting by himself at a huge table in this bright, almost blindingly white room.
The cops come in and they start asking a million little questions. Just routine stuff.
Is it your Korean name or its English name?
No, that's the English name.
Name, address, occupation.
You said you work for your parents, so you do like a home care?
The suspect answers.
Yeah.
At home, okay, parents' home care.
And he's fidgeting but calm, like he has absolutely no idea why he's here.
Until they get to this.
We have DNA, your DNA, on our victim. That's why you're here. Your DNA is on our victim.
See, to the cops, this unassuming, slouched over man is actually the Koreatown killer, wanted in the brutal slaying of three Korean immigrants, a nanny, a mom, and her two-year-old son.
They were killed, execution style, in a Koreatown apartment in 2003.
But in Strangeland, things are not what they seem.
The murders were so graphic and unusual.
She's in that apartment and everyone's dead. She doesn't even know it until she walks into the bathroom.
It struck the Korean American community in a profound way.
I'm Sharon Choi. Strangeland is a new series from Audiochuck produced by Western Sound. We look at cases in America's immigrant neighborhoods. In season one, we investigate the Koreatown murders in Los Angeles. Did the police investigation solve this crime? Or did they scapegoat an easy target, trapping him in a system he didn't understand?
I'm Bennett Ayer. There's still evidence that hasn't been examined. New facts, unrevealed, until now.
That, to me, is the sign of an innocent person. This needs further investigation.
Strangeland, where crime, culture, and justice collide.
Binge the full season of Strangeland, the Koreatown murders, on November 8th. Follow Strangeland now, wherever you listen to podcasts.